Welcome to Surfing the Psychic Waves. I'm your host, Christy Walsh. I'm excited to say hello to the globe. Each week, I'll bring you new ideas to your spiritual path by letting you hear how other folks have walked their path or how they awakened. The planet, the solar system, and every being in it is waking up in some way. There's always bigger, brighter waves to surf that will change our world. So grab your boards. Hello, and welcome to Surfing the Psychic Waves. I'm your host, Christy Walsh. Today, we are going to be doing an out-of-body meditation. So that means you want to be at home or in a secure location so you can fly out of your body and around the earth. So we don't always do this. We start off with a meditation being in the body, and then we fly out. So some of you have experienced this before, and it's always a fun thing to do because you realize how big you are as a spirit. And sometimes during our day, we don't want to be reminded how big we really are because we might be acting really small. And then, you know, something happens and then you expand again and all is well. So what I've been looking at lately is that sometimes we start to generate an energy where we're setting something in motion and things start to happen. These quantum entanglements get all mixed up and start creating other things. But you kind of made the first little wave. You made the first little drop of the water and it starts to ripple out. So we don't normally think of ourselves as a catalyst in the universe until something goes wrong. Then we know exactly how to analyze it. We can pinpoint the time that we got the phone call and we said the thing, and then this happened and that happened, and now everybody's not talking to each other and all the things. So we've all done that. We've all had that day where we set something in motion. We may not have intended it, and it just went totally bananas. But today, we're going to look at the same thing and what happens if it moved into a positive sort of wave. And sometimes when we think about this negative and positive polarity kind of stuff, it gets a little complicated, especially outside of meditation. But once you're in meditation, you know for sure where the negative stuff is. You usually leave it there and you go off into positive land. So that's why we're also doing this via meditation today. And we're going to see how many things we can set in motion in this sort of positive direction. And even if I say negative or positive, it's already a judgment that I'm making in my head. But once you're in meditation, you get out of judgment, you find that neutral space, you bring all this different energy together, and you weave something new. And humans are doing this all the time. And I just recently was reminded of this for something that I did, 2.5 years ago, and all this stuff happened, and somehow the energy came back to me again. And they're like, hey, well, you did this thing, and then this other thing happened, and then here we are. And I'm like, what? I mean, I'm only expecting the negative stuff to happen. It never occurred to me that, like, I'm going to catch it in the act when the good stuff is happening. So anyway, I did something 2.5 years ago. All this great stuff happened. There's more great stuff that's going to be happening. And it's getting bigger. More people are getting involved. It's kind of like a party right now. And then now, who knows where it will go off into the future. But that first initial moment 2.5 years ago already occurred. I was in a positive space at the time, and I never thought about it again. So that's the other fun thing, is that most of us out there that are these sensitive psychic types, all the clairvoyants and all the light workers, all the people who see love and light, you know, we're trying to get to that space. That's where we can interact with the universe in this beautiful way and kind of get to this state of harmony all the time. But as you know, during the day, it's all up and down. Great stuff happening. Oh, bad stuff happening. Great stuff happening. Yay. Bad stuff happening. Oh. So we want to jump off that train and we want to look at that space in that like harmonious way. And how do we get there? So in meditation, we say hello to the earth, which the earth is already talking to us right now out of meditation. It's like, oh, the earth is like, oh my gosh, I'm here. What did you need? And most of us ignore that. And so in meditation, we get to say hello to the earth. The earth says hello back. Everybody's on the same page. Then we say hello to the sun. The sun is usually doing a great job all the time. And we ignore it as well. And so we're going to say hello to the sun. And that cosmic energy, it represents a greater universal energy. And that solar light really helps to move things around. And it magnifies, you know, a lot of different energies that are about us as spirit and other things around us. And then we sort of sit in between these two big energies of the earth and the sun, and we run our energy. You know, all these energies are interacting, our energy, earth energy, sun energy. Everybody's having a great time. And then we start to create. And whether or not you think you're a creative person or not, we're naturally doing this when we're in meditation. We're already creating. And then we're out of judgment. We're not really looking at, ooh, that's great. Oh, that's bad. We're not doing that thing, that dance that we do with our analytical mind. And the analytical mind is great, but it's super fun to be in that spiritual mind and just have a great time and create all this stuff. So we're going to be a little more conscious in this meditation about what we're creating. And then we're going to let ourselves get really, really big as a spirit. So we might be as big as the earth or even bigger than that. You can decide for yourself once you're out there in the ethers. And we'll see where it goes. One of the things we know that we don't need to worry about is the results. And so sometimes out of meditation, we get really into the outcome of things. And we don't need to keep track of that. Because don't worry, 2.5 years later, it might come back to you and say hello. So that's kind of what happened to me. It's probably happening to me all the time. It's probably happening to you all the time, but none of us notice. So today we're going to take a deep breath. We're going to get into that space behind our eyes. We're going to slowly get into meditation here. And we're going to see what we can create around the planet in our solar system. And we kind of want to be in our solar system in today's meditation. We kind of want to be in our own neighborhood, so to speak. So just take another deep breath and get into that space behind your eyes, that sixth chakra. We just want to allow our space to come very close to the body. So that aura, I'd like you to bring it in about a foot around the body, 12 inches above you, below you, side to side, front and back. I want to pull in that aura really tight. And then from the base of the spine to the center of the earth, I'd like you to connect to the earth in what we call a grounding cord. It might look like a column of light. It might look like a giant chain and you're tethered to the earth. It might look like a bungee cord. Might look like a tree trunk. And so from the base of the spine to the center of the earth, we say hello to the earth, and the earth says hello back. You can allow some of that earth energy to start to flow through the soles of the feet, through the legs and the hips. Some of it will continue down the grounding cord in a nice loop. And then more of that earth energy will start to bubble up those first three chakras deep in the body, four chakra at the heart. Some of that energy will flow over the shoulders, down the arms, and out the palms of the hands. Some of that earth energy will flow through the fifth chakra at the throat. Sixth chakra, center of the head, and out the top of the head. So that earth energy is flowing anyway. We're just bringing more of it through our space and being very conscious about it. You just might want to notice how it's flowing through your space. Is it fast or slow? Does it have a color? And then I'd like you to imagine some of the energy that flows from the sun and touches each human. And so you might imagine a great big golden sun above your head. And that golden sun energy starts to flow through the top of the head, down the back channels of the spine into that first chakra. That cosmic energy starts to flow up the front of the spine. Some of that solar light flows through the legs and flows through the arms, out the palms of the hands. And some of that solar light will continue through the grounding cord back to the center of the earth. So in some ways, we're like a little antenna. Between the earth and the sun. So as you notice that space, you notice the aura is very close to the body. You notice that solar light flowing through your space. Maybe it has a different color. Maybe it's flowing in a certain way around the body and earth energy is doing something else. Sometimes we like our own mix of energy of 30% earth and, I don't know, 70% solar light. Sometimes we want the reverse. Sometimes we want it straight down the middle. Either way, your energy is flowing through this space. You might want to notice a difference between the earth energy color, solar light color, and your color. Running through your space. Great. So to prepare for our journey today, right now we're still in the body. We're connected to earth and solar light. We have our aura in tight. We're going to imagine that we're sitting in the middle of a pyramid. It might be see-through. Might have a color to it. You can make it up. And the base of that pyramid is below you, below your feet, and the point is high above your head. And you have enough room to move around. And then I'd like you to imagine another pyramid upside down with the point below your feet and the base above your head. And this type of shape, we call it a Merkaba. You might call it a six-pointed star. Sometimes we get very fancy and there's lots of points all over the place. That's totally fine. But we want this geometric shape to give us movement, to give us motion. As these geometric shapes fit together, they're creating an energy. And you might notice that you want to start moving around. And so from the center of your head, you can imagine looking out in front of you like on a movie screen. And for some of us, it's a little more comfortable to be at the top of our head. In the crown chakra. And that might feel a little easier. Where you're in the state of knowing, but maybe not seeing all the stuff on the screen. Either way is fine. And I'd like you to imagine that right now you're connected to the center of the earth. You have earth and cosmic energy flowing. You have that aura in tight. You have that Merkaba around you, that sacred space, that geometric shape. It's starting to swivel. It's starting to shake. And it's going to start to lift off from wherever you're sitting or lying down. And it's going to start to zoom up above where you are right now, above that building. And if you notice, you're still connected to the center of the earth. And we want that. This tether to the center of the earth will continue on our journey. Sometimes we might forget about it, but we're always connected to the earth. But sometimes when this Merkaba gets going, and it starts to rattle and hum, then as we start to fly up and we look down, we kind of wonder, like, uh-oh, I'm a little bit far from home right now. You might notice your town or your city. You might notice how easy it is to push off and see even more of your country, even. And as that Merkaba flies out even more, you might be looking at a whole section of the earth. Part of it might be light, part of it might be dark. You might see little flashes of light in certain metro centers. You might see outlines of the ocean. You might see clouds. And then you might just let that Merkaba just move out just a little bit more to give you a little more perspective with that earth before you. And I'd like you to notice that you can start to see this other layer of energy around the earth. And if you can't see it yet, that's okay. I'd like you to make a loop around the earth. Just along those ley lines or latitudinal lines. Maybe just around the equator. I'd like you to just start to notice as you go around the earth, you start to see this other layer of energy around it. It might look like an atmosphere. It might look like a grid. It might look like all these different kinds of triangles all fit together. It might be transparent. It might be smoky. You might notice all different sort of layers of energy around the earth. We're just looking at this energy. We're not doing anything about it. Sometimes there's like a yellow, wispy energy. Might look a little gold. Might look a little white. This energy might have to do with the energy of prayer. So just sort of notice that layer. And farther up, you might notice another energy. It's kind of green. Maybe a type of pastel green. This layer has to do with healing. It has to do with communication. And then you might notice some other colors in there, different sort of layers of energy around the earth. You might want to notice which one you're drawn to. And you're just taking your Merkaba around the globe, checking things out, looking at all these layers. Some form different kinds of shapes around the earth. Some look like bubbles all fitted together around the earth. Sometimes it looks like a type of plaid energy of lines going up and down and across. And sometimes it's a different kind of shape that weaves around the earth. Just notice those layers of energy and what you're drawn to. There might be different parts of the globe that you want to visit right away. And there's other layers of energy that you've seen around the earth now that you'd like to hang out in. But I'd like you to notice that you have different ideas of what you might want to set in motion. Sometimes we have the ability to put people together and they have a great time. Sometimes we have this idea of what harmony looks like. And as an energy, it has a certain color. And sometimes we like to gift that to people. Other times it feels like we want to let the energy sort of flow out of us as if it's like a prayer. And this prayer helps people to find that energy and be in that energy. Sometimes it's like being a beacon. And we want to set these energy spots around the globe for people to find them. Other times we'd like to inspire. And some of us have this in this energy within ourselves where we know exactly what that is. And other people know exactly how to get humans into a playful spirit. And there are other folks just like you and the Merkabas out there today. You might bump into a few in your travels around the earth. Where you notice a layer of energy around the earth, you kind of know what that is. There's other colors that are happening here that I'm not talking about. And you already want to get involved. And that involvement has to do with that special thing you know how to do. And some of us have a certain set of talents and skills that we're confident about. And sometimes we know exactly how to execute that energy. So just take a deep breath. Notice this space around the globe. Notice that you're looking at Earth right now. And I'd like you to notice if you want to hang out on a certain layer of one of those grids. If you'd like to weave a certain energy around the planet. Some of us know what kind of qualities of energy we'd like to release. And some of us are really great at disguising where that comes from. And sometimes those storms or things happening in the ocean with a big wave, we use that energy around the globe to push the energy around for us. So the way we set things in motion, you might notice that you have a little ball of light in your hand, and that's going to get you started. you might release that ball of light with a certain intention and quality to it. Some of us are really adept at multiplying energy in a certain way. If you'd like to do that, you can do that now. And some of us are really interested in healing, and that's where we start. So wherever you're starting in this first round of energy on the planet, I'd like you to get going, get started, let that energy release. And I'd like you to watch how far it goes around the globe and where it goes. Just notice the different colors you might be emitting. Notice if some of the energy seems to jump around to very different parts of the planet. That's fine. And just notice with this grid, if you want to connect it to the center of the earth as well, you can do that too. And you might notice that you're not actually connected to this grid. All right. So that's just the first step. The next step I'd like you to consider is I'd like you to go from the North Pole to the South Pole and back up to the North Pole. And so I'd like you to think about the Earth in terms of a longitudinal way. And so that grid or that energy that envelopes the Earth might look a little bit different when you think about it in terms of north to south or south to north. You might have a different perspective. You might notice in one of your hands that you have a different tool to use out there in the grids and those energies around the planet. You might be able to see different types of energy than in that first piece that we just did. As we let our Merkabas take us from north to south and from south to north, you might notice that energy starts to do something different. You might notice waves are behaving differently. You might notice different colors. You might notice how other energies outside of Earth are perceiving Earth. You might be noticing different energies that are leaving Earth right now. Great. So I'd like you to notice what new quality would you like to add this different grid around the Earth. You might notice in the palm of your hand that there's a different instrument that you could be using. You might notice that in working in this sort of length way from north to south and south to north, that different energies sort of jump out at you. You can move energy around in a different manner. So you want to let that start happening now, where you release another energy around the planet. You might notice that this energy might look more like equations or shapes. They might be strings of light that form different shapes. And sometimes when we move around the earth like this, we think in terms of what gifts we would like to give to others. Sometimes it's just a quality, sometimes it's an actual gift. So you can let yourself get a little creative here. And notice as you move around the earth, all the different kinds of colors that you're seeing right now. And as that energy gets released, you might notice you too can connect this energy back to the center of the earth. Some of this energy can connect to the sun. So it forms a different vibration around the earth entirely. Great. So just take another deep breath and notice as we move around the earth that something else is happening now. And I'd like you to zoom out a little farther and look back at the earth. Where you're seeing the earth slowly rotate. You might notice the moon hanging around. And I'd like you to notice the energy between the moon and the earth. You might notice a lot of other interesting energies of all those other kind of satellites and stuff. You can just notice them. You don't need to do anything about them, but I'd like you to notice that space of energy between the moon and the earth. You might have a special relationship with what the moon is doing, or you might have a special relationship with the earth and what the earth is doing to the moon. So you might want to look at that space, notice where you sort of fit in. You might notice different spots around the earth that are more connected to the moon than others. You might notice different streams of light. And if there's an energy you'd like to emit to the moon and an energy you'd like to emit back to the earth, you can do that now. You might have a different tool that's ready to go in your hand, or it might just be a stream of light that comes right out of your hand. This might seem familiar. You might notice the different personalities between the moon and the earth, and that they're a little different. And you might notice different spots around the earth that are very attuned to what the moon is doing. And this is where we want to look at different energies we might want to use to inspire other earthlings. Sometimes the creative arts are kind of highlighted when the moon gets involved. So you might want to take a look at that. You can loop around the moon in your Merkaba and then do another loop around the earth, looking for all those connection points between the earth and the moon. Just take a deep breath. You might notice that the energy of the moon and the energy of the earth, when you think of them together, they form a different kind of energy entirely. And you might want to notice that this is another energy you can tap into. These two energies combined can be used for healing, creativity, or anything else you can think of. You can notice the wave that leaves the moon, circles the earth, and goes back to the moon. And you might want to notice the wave that comes off the earth, circles the moon, comes back to the earth. So there's two different things happening here. So you actually get two different ways to influence this behavior between these two cosmic entities. So again, you can say hello to some of that energy around each of them, that sort of grid-like energy. You might notice a color first. It might get a little fuzzy out there, but you're well equipped to release an energy between these two objects. Great. So as long as we're here, I'd like you to say hello to the energy of the sun. So you might see the sun peeking out behind the earth. Or you might have the sun next to you and you're looking back at earth. You can see the moon in the back. And I'd like you to notice what happens when you notice the energy of the sun, the moon, and the earth together. You might notice the shape, the color, the types of energy going back and forth between all three objects. You might notice some of this energy might seem really familiar to you. And I'd like you to release an energy that you'd like to see on planet Earth. And that energy might be released on the moon or on the sun. But it all comes back to the Earth. And then the Earth releases energy again back to the moon and the sun. You might notice a lot of looping, energetic strands of light happening. Just take a deep breath and notice that space. If you were going to send out healing in the universe, sometimes you'd like to start with planet Earth. Sometimes you'd like to start with the energy that emits from the moon. And other times you'd like to start from the sun. They all have different qualities. And so I'd like you to release that energy of healing and the qualities you'd like to go with it. I'd like you to do that now. When we let the energy release this way, and we're looking at things from a cosmic level, it becomes just a quality. The details and the specifics are not necessary. And when you have the sun and the moon involved, it's easier to heal all the Earth. All at once. The sun might be amplifying different aspects of that healing you'd like to give, and the moon is holding that record. It has its own healing vibration and its own memory of the Earth. Great. So I'd like you to let that continue. I'd like you to start to make your way back to your spot on planet Earth. I'd like you to do another loop around the moon where you can notice the Earth again from this spot. You might notice the sun in the background. I'd like you to do another loop around Earth. Say hello to all your favorite places. And I'd like you to start to hover above that little spot that is your country. I'd like you to let that Merkaba start to drop down above your town. Notice where your body is sitting right now. And I'd like you to find that spot where you're dropping down back into the center of your head or the top of your head. And I'd like you to just let that Merkaba settle in around you. Notice the connection to the earth is a lot stronger. And that we were talking to the earth before. But now you're back in your body. You're back behind your eyes. You've dropped down from that seven chakra back into the spot behind your eyes and that six chakra. The base of the spine to the center of the earth is still connected. And you might want to let that grounding cord change to a different color now that you're back. And I'd like you to bring in a great big golden sun above your head and start to fill up with more of that cosmic energy coming in through the top of the head, down the back channels of the spine, up the front channels of the spine. And as that's happening, I'd like you to notice that Merkaba around you. Notice if you collected anything, took a couple of souvenirs. That happens sometimes. Either way, I'd like you to release that Merkaba back to the center of the earth. Just allow that triangle to dissolve above your head or below your feet. Just allow both of them to just dissolve back into the center of the earth. And I'd like you to let that aura be about 3 feet on each side of you, above you, below you, front and back. So we have a nice bubble around us of our own energy. It's full of all that cosmic light coming in from the sun, from the earth. There's this looping action that happens between the earth energy and the cosmic energy flowing through your body. And it kind of creates a little fountain off the top of your head and fills up the rest of your aura. So just let all that fill in. In that small moment of looking at the moon and the sun and the earth all at once, it created an energy that has a lot to do with that energy of the Trinity. And without getting all religious about it, it's still a shape. It's still a triangle shape. There's still a lot of energy that's bouncing from one edge of the triangle to the other. And it creates a lot of energy. So I'd like you to notice that space and how you'd like to use the moon a little bit more in your life, how you'd like to work with the earth a little bit more consciously, maybe, and how the sun had other insights today that you didn't notice before. Great. So we're just going to bring in another golden sun above our head. And we're going to keep doing this. Because sometimes when we fly out of our body, we get expanded in a different way. And then we come back and we're like, whoa, I'm a big spirit in a small, tiny body now. So we want to keep filling up with that cosmic energy coming from the sun. Just allow another golden sun above your head to start to fill up. Chakras above the head, all the way down to that first chakra. And some of that solar light goes right back down to the center of the earth, where we're kind of like that antenna again. And then with the soles of the feet, I'd like you to bring up a lot of earth energy. Want to let this energy flow through the legs, through the hips, through that first chakra at the base of the spine. Notice how that first chakra is a little different right now. That second chakra just below the navel. Third chakra, that solar plexus. Sometimes that gets a little amped up because we were flying around and we usually do that in our sleep. So just notice that third chakra, offering support at all times. And then the fourth chakra at the heart, just notice that space. You might want to let that fourth chakra get a little bigger in your chest cavity. Sometimes when we're doing healings, we sort of need to let the fourth chakra just sort of expand a little bit and get comfortable again. That makes any sense. And then fifth chakra at the throat. Sometimes when we were out in the cosmos, some of us heard a lot of things. So the hearing of spirit is a big deal. The moon might have been talking in your ear the whole time. So just notice that space. You don't need to push that communication away. You can just receive it now that you're back. And then in the center of your head, you might notice other pictures and energy flying around. Other things you thought of in your travels. And then the top of the head. That seventh chakra does a lot. And sometimes when you're traveling outside your body, that seventh chakra can get pretty fired up. So just notice how big it is, the size you'd like it to be, how open, how closed. Just notice that space. On the outside of your aura, I'd like you to choose a color that you'll use for the rest of the day. Sometimes when I've done energy work like this, I pick a nice pastel just to kind of calm things down. It helps me to sort of weave in between other people's energies and keep mine intact. I kind of look like, nothing's happening with her right now. Or you kind of look like you just woke up from a nap. And that's fine. You're just giving yourself a little bit of space. Great. So take another deep breath. Notice that space behind your eyes. And as you move on with the rest of your day, remember that you hung out with the earth and the sun and the moon. Up next is Venus Andract. For surfing the psychic waves with me today on inflowradio.com. You can find me on Twitter at Christina Surfing, or find me surfing the psychic waves on SoundCloud or on Facebook, and let me know what waves you're surfing.
This show is brought to you by inflowradio.com. The best curated talk radio network for personal development, wellness, spirituality, and conscious business.